Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener on a beautiful April morning. It is a little overcast. I ran through a little mist and rain coming to Durham. We're the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, and if your yard doesn't look good right now, it never will. It's not, throughout the year, it's not going to look any better than it has the potential right now. Brother Rufus is with us, sir. Good morning.
How do you do?
Do I speak the truth? This is the going to be about the prettiest time of year.
Oh, there's no question
for
about
your
that.
Landscape
my
overall.
At 6:15, it was still dark. I managed to not stumble and fall.
Good.
And got a good ride today with Nelsa.
Oh, good.
She picked me up at 7 on the nose.
Good. Good. That's important, I know, to you a big executive department head types, overseers of big government.
Well, that used to be. I have an executive department now looking over one person, Cheryl. She looks over me.
Yeah, that's right. Nelsa, how are you?
I am well.
Thank you for coming out here.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And you are so correct. The gardens this time of year are glorious. Of course, I mean, I feel like we can always find something great all the year round.
Yeah,
but it is just, I had to jump out of my truck before I got to Rufus's. I got there a little early just so I could take in his beautiful plants. And, you know, one thing I saw was a hanging basket with a corbel, a variegated corbel that's budding now. So it's getting ready. It's sending up its little bloom spikes, which are kind of an orangey red. But it was a beautiful 10-inch hanging basket of I think it's one called Snowstorm, but a hookera, a corbel. So that was fun to see. Of course, his azaleas are just glorious and beautiful. As he was pointing out, one of his professor sergeants.
Still blooming.
Just bloom. I mean, it looks like it just started, just loaded.
Isn't that amazing?
And he had some of the late varieties of the, what I call the old bridalveil, the Spirea bumaltums that were loaded. And you probably 3 or so weeks ago had the prunifolias.
Yes.
And
now, you left
Banhudia.
Out one thing, Nelsa.
Uh-oh.
You left out.
Oh, the tomatoes.
NC State azalea.
Oh.
That I got from you some time ago.
Developed by Dr. Fred Cochran, yes.
And I always show that to all my NC State friends.
Well, thank you. That was a treat going out the driveway, and the truck was headed straight to that Wolfpack Red azalea. Thank you for showing
you
me
that. You mentioned the Hutra. That's one plant you don't have to take in. And it looks, in the wintertime, it looks like, oh, that thing's dead. But that's been there about 20 years.
Wow.
Never touched it, never fertilized it. I put it in a hanging basket one time, and I said, let her go. There
well,
it comes.
You know, hookera is a great shade plant. It's a good companion plant to hostas, to, your hellebores. It does like adaptive to dry shade, and you get the blooms that are kind of, to me, a bonus, but I love the foliage, and especially that variegated one. I'm on the lookout for getting my mother One called Peach Flambe or some type of chartreuse hookera. She asked for that, so I have to find that before Mother's Day to make sure I get that. She may be listening.
Well, if anybody can find it, you can.
Oh yeah.
Now the hookera you plant in the ground in the pot.
We're going to put this one, or she's going to put hers in a container in a pot.
Okay.
That's a ceramic, beautiful pot. She has been kind of gifted a bunch of pottery, and it's looking fabulous at the farm because she probably has close to, I'm going to go out and say, about 100 hostas that are in large nursery black pots, and they're just kind of stuck all around the garden. And so finally, I will say over the years, she has spent my inheritance at the garden hut buying ceramic pottery, but she needed another 100 ceramic pots. So she's filling those and able to take these pots, these hostas that are in nursery pots and plop those into containers, and it's just looking stunning. So I said, well, you know, we need to do some combos, not just hostas. So we'll add some hookera and hellebore and just different shade-loving plants with the hostas.
Well, containers do help decorate the landscape.
They really do. I'm hooked on blue.
It's not just for the patio. I mean, you can put containers all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a piece of art. Logan's has a super wonderful supply of pottery now, both at Garden Hut and at Logan's at the farmer's market. But, yeah, pottery is just a great selection at the Logan's Nursery. So, if you need pottery, to me, the blue just pops.
But Carolina blue, I take it. Nelson?
No, Rufus. Why'd you ruin a good thing?
What blue is it? Duke blue.
It's not really Duke blue. It's cobalt blue. It's beautiful cobalt blue. There's some pottery that aren't ceramic that have that kind of volcanic look and texture. So, but go out and get you some pottery for your garden.
Yeah.
Be a piece of art. Can be in sun, can be in shade, can, you know, flank your entry into your house or your backyard or patios or just out in a simple landscape bed.
Very good. We are joined by Sammy Hanna here at the Aluminum Company. And Sammy, good morning, my friend.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Well, I feel like I've done this before. You know,
deja vu, yes.
That's right. It's like Thanksgiving or a family reunion, actually, so much of this. And so many people come out. I hear you had a good day yesterday, had an open house yesterday, and we hope a lot of people will come out and enjoy what's here.
We did have a great day, and it was good to see all the prospective homeowners coming out and just a meet and greet. And we just had a great time. We had a lot of food, a lot of fun, and we're glad you're here joining us this morning.
Now, I guess, what are people interested in? I know, I think about home values. Sometimes people are thinking about selling their home, fixing it up, and doing that. Doors and windows work pretty well for that, I think.
Doors and windows are great. I know it was raining yesterday. Obviously, roofs are the most important part of the roof. It protects the rest of the home.
Yeah.
So, if you've got some age out there on your homes, or you're even thinking about just any potential home improvement needs, this is a great time, even if you're not thinking about doing anything soon, just to come out and see the products, see the people, see the company, see you. It's just a great time to get out and see everybody and have some lunch with us. Enter your name in the drawings here that we've got. We've got some great door prizes, gift certificates up to $2,500. It's the first time ever we've been able to get James Hardy to partner with us. And they've given us 2,000 square feet of Hardy Plank siding to give away.
Nice.
To a potential homeowner. So it's going to be a great day today. We're looking forward to having everybody join us.
And, food. People like food.
Food's always fun. It's like Mom always said, if you feed people, they will come.
Yes, right. So what do you have on stock today?
Well, Bojangles just arrived, so we've got plenty of Bojangles biscuits for everybody. And then, of course, we've got Van's burger truck that everybody had a great time with yesterday coming at 11 to set up.
Yeah.
And then we've got Elsie's ice cream coming also. So bring the kids. Have some lunch, have some chicken tenders, have some ice cream, and It'll be a fun day. We always got to keep everybody fed.
And you can, if you have things in mind for your home, there are a lot of displays here of your products.
Well, that's the nice thing. It's hard when the salesman comes to the homeowner's house and they've got small pieces and parts.
Right.
So we've got all the full-size products on display here. We've got a lot of the doors on display so you can see the different glass options, the different hardware options, the different door styles. Everything's changing so much so frequently that it's just nice to see the full-size products when you can.
And you have before and after photographs that are on display here. I think probably there may be some that my old friend Bart Redner, the legendary broadcaster at PTF in retirement, took photos for you all.
Yeah, we miss Bart. Bart took tens of thousands of photos for us. The majority of the ones on our website are from Bart.
Right.
So he did a great job for us, and we miss him dearly.
Yeah. So you can get a good idea of from that, too. And the salesmen, you have salesmen who have been here for a long time, and they know what's going on. They know how to help you along in the process.
Oh, yeah. We've got hundreds of years of experience between all our salesmen. Most of my salesmen have been with us over 20 years individually.
Yeah.
Wealth of knowledge and can definitely help with any home improvement need.
Yeah.
From the design aspect to just giving you options.
Yeah, and then there's June who helps the process along, too.
Yes, yes. I think June's over 40 years now with the company.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So you don't get that very often.
No, she here said, be quiet.
She's waving me down.
She's only been here 10 years.
Yep.
Now, Sammy, I'm going to be shameless. You always contribute to the Super Kids, and one of the most endearing things they like is the coupon that you give us at the Super Kids. I put you on the spot. I don't want to leave today without that again, if I can be so shameless.
Well, it's not shameless at all, Marufus. Actually, it's an honor to be part of it. And I've already preempted that. And
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've already got the
show to
get made
wonderful.
Out.
Wonderful.
How nice.
Folks, this is valued at $1,500.
Oh, wow. That's so nice.
And this will go on auction at the Super Kids meeting this fall. And it's always a very popular item, Sammy.
It is indeed. Wow. Thank you very much. Because
Mike and Elsa are great supporters of the Super Kids, and we just
really extraordinary young people come out of that program. They really do. The chances that they never would have had otherwise.
We're glad to be a part of it and allowing you to let us be a part of it.
Thank you very much for that. And Sammy, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you more coming up here as the morning rolls along. At the Aluminum Company.
Well, come join us.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on out, folks. We're at the Aluminum Company on Hamlin Road in Durham with WPTF Weekend Gardener. More coming up here on WPTF. It's 8:20. We're back at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina on Hamlin Road. We have our open house today. This is the second day of open house, spring open house. And Carter Q from the Durham Public Library is walking over. Carter, have a seat.
Come on in, Carter.
Come over here and have a seat. Yeah. Come join us and talk to us a minute. Thank you again for inviting us to join you earlier this year for the all the festivities at that beautiful library in Durham.
Well, thank you very much. We had a fabulous time that day.
Stedman Library.
Stanford L. Warren.
Stanford L. Warren.
Yes.
Where did I come up with Stedman? At any rate, gorgeous building, old building that has been renovated in to the T. And such nice people we met, including a 112-year-old lady.
Wow.
Who was walking upright and strong, and she had the aid of a walker, but she was magnificent. She said that collards and sweet potatoes kept her going all these
wow,
years.
Wow, that's yummy.
She had some on the stove right now. So,
I think she's a goddess.
Yeah, she was dressed to the T. You would have loved her outfit because it was a bright red.
I see the photo.
Yeah,
what a darling lady.
I know. Yeah, we're glad. I hope everything worked out for you folks.
It did. Everything went very well at the symposium. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Farrell, it's Catherine Farrell, the 112-year-old, going on 113. She came out. She had a front row seat, and of course, we had to give her just due from the front row.
Yeah,
and she got a standing ovation.
Well, she should.
And people were signing. She was signing autographs. And
wow, yeah, that's you live that long. That's history.
Oh yeah,
that's wonderful.
She's the oldest person in North Carolina, right?
She is.
Yeah. So she's seen a lot of. She was born. Before Woodrow Wilson took office, just before Woodrow Wilson took office, I think. So, if that gives you any context of what we were dealing with, and she, she remembers a lot. It was very interesting to talk to her. It really was, and to be
That's
there.
As sharp as the tack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mind in just perfect shape.
I know.
That's wonderful.
And moving on her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Nelson,
she's a real miracle.
Just amazed.
Wow.
I know. So we enjoyed everybody we talked to.
I went home and got me some collard.
Yeah. Well, you need sweet potatoes, too, as a mix.
Yeah.
That's the formula, apparently. I don't know.
Even thought about putting a little kale in there, but I thought better of it.
No, she didn't say anything about kale. I don't know if we even asked her about that or not.
No, you did, Mike.
Oh, does she like it?
No, what she said, I don't fool around with that too much.
That's my woman. I said, oh, kale.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. So what are you reading right now? Librarians read a lot or try.
Well,
you don't read, gardeners.
No,
you don't have time to garden.
No. We do read. Actually, believe it or not, it's the I think it's 100th year of I've gone back to read The Great Gatsby.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so we approached the century mark with The Great Gatsby, and so so many tropes and themes within The Great Gatsby can actually be found in today's America. So I have gone back to reread it.
How about that? Wow. Yeah, the classics. So you're going back to the classics.
Going back to the classics.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, we were just talking about how things, this is a, maybe the prettiest time of the year for some people, your lawn. Tony Avent, that's where I got that. Tony Avent said your lawn, your fescue lawn, if it doesn't look good, that's where it came from. But I think it applies to just about everything.
The weeds look good.
The weeds look good. I got plenty of weeds. But as long as they're manicured and kind of blend in, it's okay. So things looking good in Durham, too.
Oh yeah, yeah. You say the weeds are looking good. I have some Bermuda with some weeds interspersed throughout it.
Well, you got to make that Bermuda happier because that's aggressive stuff.
I know. And the thing about it, I cut it, and it looks nice. And I looked at it this morning. As a matter of fact, I said, "Wow, this yard looks good out here." I won't get a notification from the HOA about a weeded yard.
Oh, the they don't like weeds, huh?
Well, I don't. They say they don't like weeds, but I've seen a lot worse. I actually was killing off a portion of the lawn with some plastic, and received a notification saying and a picture saying that black plastic was not allowed on the property. And I said, "Well, I'm trying to kill this grass." And,
oh well. I don't have to deal with that HOA.
I've got a bunch of boxes down killing weeds at the farm so I can tend another little spot.
All right, we have less than 30 seconds, Carter. Thank you for everything. Well, thanks for listening all these years and for being a part of the show.
Well, I heard you on the air, and I was on my way to the library, and I said, let me stop by.
Oh, thanks so much, because this is a little out of the way. That's great. Thank you so much, Carter Q, Durham Public Library. We're back in just a couple of minutes here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener from the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Yeah. All right, we're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener, Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Nelsa Cox. And we're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina for their open house. They have a couple of these a year, and they're always a lot of fun. They got food. They got, they don't have sales pitches here. If you're interested, come by and take a look. Grab a, if you come this time morning, you can grab a freshly made Bojangles biscuit. And they have, things to go with that. If not, they have burgers later on today and a few other things and ice cream. So, and lots of displays about every line they carry. They have doors that you can open and close and windows you can open and close. And you can see the surfaces of the roofs, metal and asphalt. And it's all here. And a lot of knowledge. I don't know what the combined knowledge year-wise they have, but as Sammy was mentioning, they have people that have been here 40 years, 20 years.
I think he said 200, Mike.
Did he say 200?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a lot of knowledge, and they can talk about the evolution of things, too. If you have things in mind about your house, some ideas, they can incorporate those. And maybe give you some new ideas. All right, Nelsa, you were keep sticking in my head. You were talking off the air when we got here about a Japanese maple that you bought down at a plant sale at the Arboretum in New Hanover County, and it's a variegated. And I never thought about variegated. I don't know why Japanese maples. Do you have a variegated Japanese maple, Rufus?
I do not, and I'm lusting it.
She has several.
Well. Yeah, there's one called Shiraz that's the burgundy with some pink variegation in it. The one that I purchased a couple of days ago through the Master Gardeners of New Hanover County, a great plant sale. If you're in the Wilmington...
It's a beautiful place.
Oh, it's stunning. I want to go back when there's not a plant sale, just
yeah.
to look.
Yeah.
But, and I encourage you, because I believe it is a three-day plant sale that the Master Gardeners put on. It's, it may be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't think it's on Sunday. But, I purchased one called from a maple grower that I guess had donated. But this is one called Peaches and Cream. It has a very, very wide palmate leaf to it. It looks somewhat compact. It has kind of a green and white venation to it, and then some of the new color has a touch of, it's probably where it gets the peaches, but kind of a peachy, blushy color. So, Peaches and Cream.
When you say venation, what do you mean?
So, it's not like a solid green. It has some of the variegation that is in between the veining
oh, okay.
of the plant,
yeah.
Of the leaf.
How about that, Rufus? That's intriguing.
It's a new word today.
Venation.
Venation, yes.
We got Venetian and we got Venation.
That can go on the T-shirt, too.
Oh, Venation.
Venation and civility.
is that akin to varicose veins?
Well, we could go there, too.
Could be. But yeah. What a great, and I did pick up a couple tomatoes, but I will tell you, I had gone to the farmer's market the end of last week before my mother and I took a trip to the Daffodil Bulb Festival in Gloucester, and I went to see our friend Gerald, and I purchased about 20 or so tomatoes from him. I did get a Rufus.
Oh, which one did you get? The striped one?
I did not get the striped one.
Mine didn't do
too
well last
year. I think
it's
a Rufus mystery. But but what's funny is when I picked Rufus up this morning, good Lord, he has tomatoes that are already 4 foot tall in 15-gallon buckets.
Right.
And they're in the garage.
They're in for the cold weather. They're from my cousin Gladys, Johnson City, Tennessee.
Well, we got to make those work.
And they've got to work. I started them from seed, and Phil took them and put them in our greenhouse, and they went nuts. A couple of them are almost 2 feet tall.
I want
you to take one when you go back today.
I will be honored to take one of Aunt Gladys's tomatoes.
That she would be very proud.
So I am going to, and I'll save some seed too. But I was hoping to get some planting done, vegetable wise, summer vegetable wise, tomatoes included, tomorrow. But I think it's still going to be chilly in the Greensboro area next week and possibly even the following week.
Yeah.
So I may have
That's good for me. I sleep so much better when it's cool. I think the plants are happier. A little
they
bit happier
are,
too.
But not summer veggies, not
well,
peppers
I know.
And tomatoes.
I know.
So.
Well,
So I may have to wait till our nighttime temperatures are steady and stable above 55-ish or something like that.
Well, I was out at Camaro Nursery the other day, and Phil was telling somebody was buying tomatoes and some other vegetables, and she says, "I'm not responsible."
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. Well, 45 degrees is pretty – you'll survive at 45
yeah,
degrees.
Yeah, but –
It's not happy.
It's just not
– He gets mad at you.
Yeah,
well,
it
how
does.
Long can I keep those in that sort of dark garage?
Well, you know, I need to give you one of my meat hooks where you can drag them out in the driveway to get sunlight, drag them back in, because you don't want to keep them in that cave. Then they're going to get bleached when they do hit the sun.
Yeah.
So I know they're heavy, but
they
are. That's why I need to bring you my meat hook.
Thank goodness for Palmer.
Yeah,
but if I move them out, I'm going to put them very close to the garage, so if they got to go back in.
Yes, and the other thing is maybe the aluminum company will come out and put in a sun. What am I trying to call it? Not a sunroof, but what do you call those?
Oh, yeah.
The lights you put in the roof.
I have often thought of that on that.
That'd
garage.
Be cool. Because
I have thought of that.
That's like a cave in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you turn the light on. It was very interesting.
Well,
there's
some
shed.
Doors that can open, but I have so much junk packed up against them that it won't work.
Well, it's a neat tool shed.
I think sunlights would be very good there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good idea.
What is that called? Well, I'll have to ask. I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, you see them here and there, so I don't know. That's very functional.
How about sunlights?
I don't know. I have no idea. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. So you've got that Japanese maple in there. And is that the only you bought tomatoes? And are you planting any other vegetables this year?
Oh yeah, I mean
you got a farm out there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go back in 2 weeks and get peppers from Gerald. He had a couple that I was interested in that weren't going to be ready, and then he's going to have some more gourd plants, cucumbers, zucchini. So yeah, and Mom and I seeded other veggies, different cucumbers and squash and things of that. Cantaloupe. I've got some green beans and lima beans, some peas, stuff like that. So they'll be. I'm doing a smaller garden, and I'm doing more containerized or raised garden beds. But the farm below us, the guy came and plowed the soil up, and then he took another field and disced it up for us. So I've got to let that soil dry, and then he'll come back and disc that. But I'm excited. I love to plant. And then we picked up some other little miscellaneous plants. And yesterday, on our way back from the Master Gardener sale in New Hanover County, kind of did a little cut through off of 133 after I came through Leland going towards Boiling Springs Lake, and I came across this I mean, it was just pine trees everywhere, very well-managed pine trees. You could see the burn control that had happened last fall. I came across this one patch, and when I say patch, I mean it was probably 100 by 50 square feet. It was a large area, and found tons of native azaleas. And so I had to turn around and go back and go out and take a picture. I have to show you the photo of them. I did dig one
up. So was this a nursery or?
No, it was in just a little back road. I mean, just a pine forest. So at first when we drove by,
wow,
I was
look
like,
at that.
I thought, are those bulbs? But they're the azaleas. And fragrant, such fragrance to this. I have it in the truck. I'll have to go get it because I dug one up. So, yep.
They got your face on a poster now down at the Columbus County Sheriff's Office.
Probably a deer cam.
Okay, those are bulbs.
Cassimere skillet, yeah?
We got to take a break, and we'll be back with more from the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, Hamlin Road in Durham. Back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener, and you know, when the weather warms up, just can't resist the urge to get my hands on the soil. And I think that's, if you're listening to this show, you probably, most of you, kind of feel the same way. There's something deeply satisfying about stepping outside, breathing in the fresh air, and tending to the garden, bursting with new life. And it certainly is right now, watching those first tender green shoots pushed through the earth, and things are really growing right now. Seem to be pretty happy, as we mentioned on the show. And, you know, any gardener knows with that joy comes a little frustration here and there. Maybe a hungry deer or a rabbit shows up and ready to feast on your hard work. So don't let them ruin your garden. Protect your plants with I Must Garden Deer and Rabbit Repellent, a natural eco-friendly solution designed to keep pests away from harming them or your plants. I Must Garden uses carefully selected natural ingredients to create an effective yet gentle formula. It works with nature, not against it, ensuring that your garden stays safe and beautiful while deterring unwanted visitors. Now, what makes I Must Garden stand out? Well, it's the, you know, more than a repellent, really. It's a smarter way to protect your garden. The formulas are made from botanical oils and other natural ingredients that not only repel deer and rabbits, but also help nourish your plants. Plus, they're rain-resistant and long-lasting, so you can spend less time reapplying and more time enjoying your garden. You don't have to go far to find I Must Garden repellents. They're available at independent garden centers and hardware stores throughout the Triangle. You'll find it at Homewood Nursery and Garden Center in Raleigh and Westlake Ace Hardware Stores, along with many other trusted local retailers. People safe, pet safe, and environmentally friendly. I Must Garden is your ultimate defense against garden pests. So there, and I know that you've had a lot of experience with I Must Garden products.
I do love the I Must Garden products. I'm fond of their rabbit repellent that I always use on my pepper plants because the rabbits just love the peppers.
And I think we're probably going to have more trouble with rabbits than most non-insect type thing, more so than deer usually.
Yeah, and I use the deer spray as well. And, you know, I find them both. I find the product to always be effective. I've mainly stuck to the rabbit and the deer, but certainly have used the castor oil that's in and other mineral oils that's in the mole and vole repellent as well. But super great product, and you know, it's interesting because it's manufactured right here in Durham. And so Marilyn Cox moved down from the north and decided that her passion for gardening was being taken over by pests and insects, and creatures and nature, and so she was able to develop this great product, and I believe has now been around 25 or so years.
Amazing, amazing products. They really are, and they work.
Yep.
So, yeah,
all natural.
Great testimonial.
All natural.
All natural is
essential
important.
Oils, yes.
To people, to beekeepers like Jeff Hoffman, who I'm sure is a plantsman too. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the aluminum company, and then a bit about beekeeping.
Absolutely. Good morning, everyone.
Morning to you, sir.
All right.
Let me adjust that a little bit.
Fix and, me up here so you can.
Yeah,
hear.
We got you.
All right.
So this is an annual extravaganza that y'all have these couple of times a year, and they're always fun. A lot of people come out and enjoy themselves, but also and maybe see. You know, you make friends when you have customers.
Absolutely.
Because y'all do it right. And, of course, you have a lot of things here that people can see, and you have food. So people like to come out and eat and chat and maybe think about their house, and you have it all here in one place.
Yes, sir. Come in, join us today. Bring your pictures, bring measurements, stuff like that. We can help you out. We can get you some close budgets based on what you bring in. But, of course, we have the food trucks, the ice cream,
right.
Balloons for the kids. Anything that you want to see or do is going to be here. If you're putting a project together on the home, we can help you out with that. Actually, touch the windows. They're, you know, all the displays here are easy to work with.
Yeah. Please come out. It's so much fun. There's such nice people here, and they really will work hard to, you know, to make whatever they install in your house right. So
we've got
good product.
Here to answer a question from Nelson, me skylight.
Skylight, that's it.
Skylight, yeah. They were talking about Rufus needs a skylight in his
dark garage. That unless you turn the lights on, it's a dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And Nelson said you need to put in some skylights there. That
because you have plants in there sometimes.
I put plants in there when it gets cold. Am I talking to the right people?
Yes, absolutely. we can cut you in a skylight.
And you know. It is a very precise job to do to keep from leaking.
It's very
I've
important.
Had people talk about more complaints about, I'm calling them sort of overnight people that put skylights
well, they
in.
They shouldn't mess with overnight
and it,
people.
And it leaked.
Absolutely. You're going to get that guy, the Pete in the pickup truck is what.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Overnight people.
Well, you have answered our question, Nelson, yes. My question.
Is that what y'all referred to them as in the Attorney General's office, overnight people?
Yeah, overnight people.
That's very technical.
Quickies.
In court.
They're quickies.
Yes,
pickup
sir.
Truck and shovel.
Well, I hope you get that done, Rufus.
Well, we're going to be talking to Sammy and company about that.
All right. So Jeff is a beekeeper, and that's hard work in itself. And you got to be patient, haven't you? Because bees are so fickle.
Absolutely. It is not a hobby to be taken lightly. A lot of people get into bees. They think that I'm going to go out, I'm going to have bees, and then they've spent a lot of money, and they go out one afternoon, and they have an empty box where the bees used to be.
Yeah.
So it's if you're going to get into bees, I tell everybody, go to bee school. Go see your agriculture agent. They will set you up with whatever county you're in. Like Wake's got 5 counties, and then you've got Franklin County has their own as well. They have bee clubs that'll set you up. We all have apiaries where you can go out and actually be a beekeeper without having them in your backyard. You can learn everything. You'll get you a mentor that's going to walk through things, stuff with you, actually open hives, go through all of it. So you're going to learn the trade before you ever spend the money. And I highly recommend it.
Excellent.
For many years, I bought bees, put them in the box, and 3 months later, I watched them fly away. So buying bees and releasing into the wild is not what you want to do.
No, definitely not. You're not going to get a lot of honey. Or, you know, if you have them for... you know, for your plants, that's not going to do you any good either. So, yeah. Oh, have you been stung before?
If you're going to be a beekeeper, you will get stung. Yeah, I started out a little bit allergic. So, you know, I'd get stung. I'd swell up pretty good. And over a period of time, it's immune kind of built up for me. So I would go to some of my customers, and I'd have one ear just swollen way up. And I'm sitting there, I'm turned away, like, everything's good until I turn, and now I got, there it is.
Yeah, like, I got a cauliflower. I've been boxing, and So what's something we may not know about bees?
Gosh, there's so much that goes on in a hive. Basically, you have three bees. First off, full disclosure, anything that I tell you right now, every beekeeper has a different opinion on things.
Oh, okay.
So I am here to tell you what not to do, not what to do.
Okay.
Been there, learned it, don't do this.
Right.
So I can tell you all kinds of stuff like that. But in a bee house, in a bee box, you have basically three bees. You have the queen, you have a drone, which is the male, and then you have a worker bee. And the queen is going to go out, she's going to get bred, come back in, and she's going to start laying eggs. And she can lay anywhere from 15 to 2,000 eggs in a day.
Wow.
So it's a constant turnover. Yeah. You've got them. The worker bee is going to start out as just basically an egg. She'll lay that over about a three-day period. It's going to start to lay down. They're going to start feeding and developing that. In a nine-day, they're going to cap it off, and it's going to emerge as a working bee. That worker bee is going to clean around her house or her cell. She's going to move to the next one. She's going to clean there. She's going to start taking care of other bees. And throughout the whole process of her life, she's going to work her way to the front door. And basically, when she comes to the front door, she's going to become a
queen bee?
No, she's going to be the one that protects everything to come in.
Yeah.
A soldier bee. I'm sorry.
Soldier bee, yeah.
She's going to stop anything from coming.
Oh, no kidding. She evolves from queen to...
Nope.
No, from worker bee to...
From worker...
Her process is going from an egg to the emerging to cleaning everything up, working her way to the front door. She becomes a soldier bee. From there, she's protecting the hive. Then she'll spend her, like, last 7 to 10 days out in flight, bringing back food for the for the whole hive, and then eventually she'll become bird food.
How do you become a queen bee?
They feed.
You're like royalty.
They will. They do. They give it called a food. They mix it and call it a royal jelly. So they'll actually make a bigger cone, a bigger cell for that egg. It'll just build it out. It looks kind of like a peanut inside of the hive. But once they feed it, they'll feed it the royal jelly. She'll emerge, and when she does, there's your queen. She still has to leave the hive. She goes out, and the drone, he's going to stay. They're going to be in a posted area flying around.
Yeah.
She basically flies through, and she is bred, and then she goes back in, and she may not leave the hive again.
All right, we need to take a break. But, Jeff, I want you to come back at some point before we leave this morning and talk more about beekeeping.
Oh, yes.
It's,
I have a host of questions.
Fascinating. Fascinating, really. Yes. Thank you, Jeff.
Absolutely.
We're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina with lots of things going on here in Durham.